Hei, og hjertelig velkommen til Flørli. Hello, welcome to Flørli. I'm Hasso Hacker and I'm your host. Now, before booking on this site, I'd like to tell you a little bit about Flørli and practicalities that you should take into account before coming to us. Flørli is only accessible by ferry or on foot across the mountains or by your own boat. Most of our guests come by ferry. During the summer, there are two ferry companies operating. One is called Columbus and the other is called The Fjords. The Fjords ferry is quite a bit more expensive, it's slower, but it does offer sightseeing and you get to see all the major sights in the fjords from up close. We recommend you to book ferries in advance as they are often full during summer. When arriving in Flørli, you will see a big white building which is an old hydropower station. Inside this hydropower station is the cafe and the reception. If you bring your car to Flørli, please drive off the ferry and park your car immediately on the quay discreetly against the stone wall. Then walk up to the reception. It's about 200 meters. Me or one of my colleagues will welcome you there and then we will show you where you're going to stay. You will be staying in one of several buildings in the village of Flørli. Many of these buildings are a little up from the fjord and you need to walk and be fit to be able to reach them. Through this website you can book apartments and you can book rooms and single beds. In an apartment you will have a private bathroom and a private kitchen and a private living room. You have a beautiful view of the fjord, but the standard is rather basic. When booking a room or a single bed in a hostel, the common areas will be shared with others. Unless otherwise specified, the prices on this site are without the rental of bed sheets and without breakfast. These can be ordered as additional services. When you rent an apartment, you can also rent the final cleaning as an additional service. Before booking, you might want to have a look at the ferry times. In the upper right corner of this screen, there is a link called Getting Here. Next to that link, there is also a link that says Opening Hours, where you can see when the cafe will be open and what's going on in Flørli on the days you're planning to arrive. Most of our guests coming like to hike the Flørli stairs. The Flørli stairs are the longest wooden stairway in the world. They go up to 740 meters above fjord level and from the top you have a magnificent view of the Lysefjord. The way back is over a path, also 1.5 hours, so the total hike is 3 hours and it's a round trip. If you would like to spend more time in Flørli, we recommend one or two other hikes. One is called Flørnese Opp and the other one is called Flørli Cliff Hike. Both of them are spectacular. If you want to get out on the fjord in Flørli, we recommend hiring a canoe or a kayak. Kayaks are available for experienced users and have a larger range. They are great for discovering the inner Lysefjord. If you have no experience, we suggest you rather rent a canoe. A canoe takes 2 people, you're not allowed to go far away from Flørli, but even close to Flørli it's very beautiful. In the white historic hydropower station of Flørli, there is now a cafe with affordable Norwegian meals and there is also an exhibition about the history of Flørli. It's an exhibition about this construction period and Flørli as a living community that was closed in 1999. In the accommodation that you rent, you will always have access to a well-equipped kitchen. We suggest that you do most of your grocery shopping elsewhere, as Flørli only has a basic kiosk with basic supplies. We sell bread, pastas, milk and butter and similar things, but the choice is not very large. Flørli can be a good base point for seeing other sites in the fjord, like the Preikestolen and Tjirak, both of them icons of fjord Norway. However, if you plan to visit these sites, you need to take into account that you have to take a ferry and that ferry logistics work best on a weekday. Thank you very much for listening. I hope this brief introduction gave you a perspective of what Flørli is and how to get here. Please remember to plan well. Well-prepared guests are happy guests. I hope to see you here. Bye-bye.